Let's talk to Alex Stone, who's our ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles. And Alex, gosh, any hope that the wildfires are diminishing out there?
Well, the hope, Johnny, is that the winds are going to diminish, and then the flames will diminish as well. And today is really expected to be the end of the wind. It was yesterday, and they got extended to today, although today is expected to be less wind than what we saw on Monday. But it all comes down to that wind. It is dry, it is windy, and once the wind goes away, then the flames will dampen down quite a bit. Last night, the winds really kicked up, and immediately we saw the fire flare up again, and there were active flame fronts that were making runs. They do have some containment, 30%, but that also means that 70% of these fires are still uncontained and out of control. And first you get containment, where they have to dig fire line all the way around the fire, which on this fire, that's a lot of work. That's a lot of labor. This is a fire that's 22 miles long by 14 miles deep, and you've got to actively dig, and there are humans out there with tools digging fire line. Then you move in from that containment line, and then you control it. That could take weeks or even months sometimes. You have to get every ember that might be down underground in roots. You have to get all of that. But first, they've got to get that containment, and they're working on that right now.
Let's talk about the death toll here. You know, what's the number right now, and why didn't people get out of the way of this fire? Is that rude of or horrible of me to say?
Well, they were getting away. That's how they died.
Is it? Okay.
The fire was, yeah, these fires run at, depending on where you are and where the wind is, a football field a second. And I mean, so get away from that. It was bumper to bumper trying to get out of town, and their cars were overtaken by flames. Their homes were overtaken before they could get out.
They really burned alive in their cars?
Burned. Well, that's where most of them died, in their cars. And there are no bodies left. It was so hot that they were cremated inside their cars. The teams that are moving in right now are DNA teams that are going through the ash, looking for DNA in that ash, only finding tiny bone fragments. It is as gruesome and bad as you can imagine. This is the sheriff in Butte County overnight.
As of today, an additional 13 human remains have been recovered, which brings the total number to 42. If I understand, that makes this the deadliest fire in the history of the United States, a wildland fire in the history of the United States.
And plus the two here in L.A. County who were found in their car, it's 44 people now. There are hundreds who are missing, and the fear is that number is going to go up. That's why mobile morgues are being brought in now, DNA teams, search and rescue, that they're all going to begin going through. And, I mean, you look at a burned-out home where really all that remains typically is a chimney and the foundation, and it's all gray ash. In that gray ash, there may be DNA that there was somebody in there, and then that's what they're having to sift through now to try to figure out how many more bodies there are.
Just awful. All right, but is there a possible cause that's been revealed yet?
They don't know the causes on these, but they are looking now at the electrical companies, and electrical companies downed power lines, transformers blowing in the high winds. They've been blamed for a number of recent wildfires. California's Public Utilities Commission says that, yes, it is investigating in Northern California, Pacific Gas and Electric, PG&E, in Southern California Edison. And they're looking because they did have some anomalies in their equipment around this time in both of these places. And they want to know, did that start these fires? Maybe, maybe not. But they're going down that road in case that was the cause.
Hey, Alex, with the death toll, I'm almost embarrassed to ask this question. But when I lived out in California working for President Reagan, we often went to his ranch in Santa Barbara with elected officials from around the country and world leaders. And I saw some coverage saying that the ranch had been destroyed. Is that the actual ranch house? Do you know the answer to that? Or was that just some of the forest around where he used to live?
Well, in Santa Barbara, nothing is burning in Santa Barbara. There was some area, the ranch in Santa Barbara was, I believe, threatened but didn't burn last year in the Thomas Fire. These fires are nowhere near Santa Barbara. These are burning in Simi Valley and Ventura County and mainly down in L.A. County right now. We're far away from Santa Barbara, so anything up there should be perfectly
fine.
All
right. Well, maybe I just got bad information. I appreciate that. Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent in Los Angeles. Thanks very much. Stay safe.
You got it.